A new reality show based in Alaska will debut next month. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield has more.
Commanding officer of Kodiak Air Station, Captain Bill Deal, said people from the Weather Channel called him earlier this year with the idea for the aptly titled Coast Guard Alaska.
They wanted to do a kind of a documentary series type thing on the Coast Guard, and they figured that the best place to do that would be in Alaska, where the missions are interesting and the weather is challenging.
The production crew has been in Kodiak since May. Producer J.P. Saladin says the show will be less about the interpersonal drama audiences have come to expect from so-called reality television, and more about day-to-day operations of the Coast Guard in the last frontier.
I think it's sort of what people expect from a grand, northern, mysterious part of the country is what we're trying to capture, and then, of course, how these professional, very professional people deal with it and deal with a lot of things that are somewhat treacherous and can be dangerous and risky, and do it in a way that's often very successful.
Deal says that before the production crew were allowed to film, they had to make sure their cameras wouldn't interfere with the Coast Guard's instrumentation. And then there was the possibility of something going wrong on a mission.
We have some pretty rigid rules in the Coast Guard about what types of electronic equipment we can have on board. That was the first thing. And then before they went flying with us, we had to make sure that all their crews were trained in egressing procedures. If we had had any type of emergency, that they would be able to kind of take care of themselves and not be a liability.
Alaskans might even recognize footage in the show from recent events in the news. Just last week, a boat was stranded due to mechanical failures 10 miles north of Igigik. The boat's owner tried to contact friends to tow him, but the seas were too rough, so he called the King Salmon Police, who then contacted the Coast Guard. By the time the Coast Guard helicopter arrived, the boat had made it to land, but the passengers were nowhere to be found. Saladin and his crew weren't allowed to go on the mission until later, but he recalls what he heard over the radio when the rescuers first found the boat.
And it was just almost sort of a Twilight Zone thing. The boat had clearly had just been occupied within a few hours. A woman's purse was on it with her cigarettes, and no one was to be found.
Eventually, Saladin and his crew were allowed to go to the scene on a C-130 that went to support the mission. After several hours, the boat's stranded passengers were found safe in a cabin. Saladin says the whole operation was fascinating to watch.
That was really exciting. It was a very long case and took several hours for everybody to figure out what was going on. It was kind of had an element of mystery to it. You got to really also see the C-130 and the H-60s working together, and the personnel in them can make a mission like that happen with a lot of different moving parts.
Deal says that the production crew has gone on just about every mission they've done in the last few months. He joked with them that there is more fun to be had come February should they decide to extend the series.
Now you've seen what we do in great weather, you're going to come back and see us do it in nasty weather too, aren't you? And they said, well, you know, the excuse I'm getting is it's dark a lot up there. We just can't film in the dark.
The show, which will include footage from Kodiak, Sitka, Ketchikan, Cordova, and the Bering Sea, is scheduled for 6 episodes, with the first airing on November 9th. In Kodiak, I'm Jennifer Canfield.